And now, Gangbusters.
All right. Just stay like that. Don't give us any trouble. Charlie, take that one.
Okay.
George,
you'll take nobody. That's for you, copper.
Get him, George.
Drop that gun.
How do you like that, Doug?
Holy. You dropped all three of them, Harry. All three of them.
Gangbusters, presented in cooperation with police and federal law enforcement departments throughout the United States. The only national program that brings you authentic police case histories. Gangbusters has asked the Honorable Edmund G. Pat Brown, District Attorney of the City and County of San Francisco, to narrate by proxy tonight's case. District Attorney Brown.
Thank you, Roger Foster, and good evening, Gangbusters listeners. This case tonight is a tragic example of what can result from the ruthless greed of one man. When it was all over, four were dead, another wounded, and the community was shocked and aroused. But in spite of this forceful ending, the case got off to a rather inauspicious start in the city jail at Vancouver, British Columbia, several months ago. A striking young woman wearing a leopard skin coat was being led through the corridor toward the visitor's cage.
Right this way, miss.
Yes, sir.
Right along here. Okay. In there.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Hello, Harry.
Where's the clothes? Didn't you bring the clothes?
Yes, I brought them. They made me leave them at the desk.
Oh, fine. I'm in here 5 months, and on the last day, they're still afraid I'm going to break out.
Well, don't get mad at me, Harry. It's not my fault. They took them from me.
What'd you bring?
What you said, the brown suit with a tie to match and a white shirt.
What about shoes?
I brought shoes.
Your pleasure to get out of these rags.
The baby is fine, Harry. I was out to see him yesterday.
Yeah, that's good.
The country's really nice for him. It's going to be a shame to bring him back to the hotel room.
Maybe then it'd be a good idea to leave him in the country.
No, I want him back, Harry. I do want him.
All right, we'll talk about it later.
I really do.
This is no place to talk about it. Let me get out of here, then we'll talk about it.
All right, Harry. Do you want me to wait for you?
No. Who knows when they'll let me out. Come here, Blanche. Give me a kiss.
Oh, Harry.
Now, look, baby. Get a hold of Doug and Billy Boy. Tell him I want to see him tonight.
Harry.
Quiet. Tell him I got big things cooking. I want to see him tonight.
But, Harry, you're just getting out. There's no sense.
All right, save it. Honey, I'll see you in a couple of hours. We'll go out. We'll have the biggest steak in town.
This way, miss.
Goodbye, Harry.
See you in a couple of hours. Hey, how about the clothes she brought so I can get out of these rags?
You'll get them in plenty of time. The officer will take you back in a minute. Okay.
Now, get hold of those parties for me, Blanche.
Yes, yes, all right.
I hope he's better outside than he is in, miss.
So do I.
For your sake. You look like you deserve something better. Much better.
Take it from me, Harry. You don't look a bit worse for 5 months in jail. Not a bit worse.
We're still 5 months, Doug. 5 months too long.
Well, look at the bright side. You were lucky. They might have stuck you for 5 years, so you get off with petty theft and 5 months in a city jail.
Look, get something through your head, Doug. It wasn't luck. It was the way I played it.
Okay, so it was the way you played it. But it was still lucky.
What do you think Blanche is? I depend on her for something that never comes off right.
I don't know, Harry. Maybe she's having a time locating Billy Boy.
You mean having a time locating Billy Boy? He's around, isn't he? Someplace around.
Yeah, but he...
But
not...
nothing. I do everything in the world for that dame. I give her everything she wants. I buy her leopard skin coats. I give her enough dough to keep things going while I'm sitting in that clink for 5 months. I get out raring to go. All she thinks about is that kid. You think she was the only mother in the world.
What do you want from her? It's an instinct. All mothers got it. It's like a disease.
Well, let her leave her instinct someplace else as long as I'm paying the bills, and especially when I got a deal cooking.
What kind of a deal is it, anyway? Get a little more specific, will you?
We'll wait for Billy Boy.
So supposing she don't find him, why should I waste an evening?
All right, Doug. I'll give it to you fast. We all need a hunk of big dough. We take a bank.
Bank?
Mm-hmm. The branch of the Royal Bank right here in Vancouver.
Excuse me, but isn't that reaching just a little bit?
I spent the last 5 months thinking about it, and we can manage it.
We can manage a lot of things, but can we get away with them all?
I got it worked out.
You may have it worked out, but still, can we get away with it?
Doesn't a score of nearly $20,000 appeal to you, Doug?
Living a life of peace appeals to me more than any one-third of $20,000. Believe me.
Doug, it'll be $20,000 for each of us, not $20,000 to split. At the right moment, we can grab off at least 60.
Yeah?
And I got information when that right moment is.
Well, it sounds a little bit better. I can feel interest creeping up on me.
You and me and Billy Boy. For the three of us, it's no problem.
All right. I gotta have a few things explained to me.
Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
That's Blanche.
I'm sorry, Harry. I couldn't find Billy Boy.
Where'd you look?
I looked every place.
I'll bet.
No, I did, Harry.
Look over at Shorty's?
No.
But that's where he is, Harry, over at Shorty's.
Why don't you look over at Shorty's?
Well, I didn't think of it.
Of course you didn't think of it. All you think of is that brat of a kid.
Harry, please.
There I was, laying in that lousy jail for 5 months. Were you thinking about me? Did you come visit me every time? No. You run up the country to see that kid. That's what you did.
Hey, Harry, what do you say if I run over to Shorty, see if I can locate Billy Boy?
No, I'll go to Shorty.
No, let Doug go. I want to talk to you. Go on, Doug.
I'll be back with Billy Boy. Probably more than an hour.
Honest, Harry, I just didn't think to look at Shorty's.
You just didn't think. You spend all your time thinking about the wrong things.
But he's my baby, isn't he? I got a right to think about him.
Not when I got something better for you to do, you don't. What's the matter? Don't I give you enough?
Oh, Harry.
Didn't I give you a leopard skin coat? You wear it around like you was a queen? Didn't I keep you going with dough while I was laying in that lousy jail for 5 months?
Is that what you wanted to talk to me about? You talked to me about it. You don't have to remind me. I'll never forget it. Excuse me, Harry.
Wait a minute.
What?
That's not what I want to talk to you about. I want to talk to you about something else. Sit down.
It's all right.
Now, Doug and me and Billy Boy have a deal in the works. We're going to take the Royal Bank.
Royal Bank?
That's right, and you're going to help us.
Oh, no. No, Harry, please don't ask me to do that. Please.
I said you're going to help us.
I don't want to, Harry. I don't want to get mixed up in any of your deals.
It's all right for you to take my dough, though, isn't it? Hmm? It's all right for me to pay the room and board for your kid up in the country. It's all right for me to buy your leopard skin coats. But when I ask you to do something, you forget all these things, don't you?
I'm not forgetting anything, Harry.
But nothing. You're going to help me.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to get into anything like that. If it goes wrong and I'm caught, I'll never see my baby again. They'll take him away from me.
Now, there's a fine reason.
Oh, look, you know I'd do anything for you, Harry. Anything. You know that.
Don't start handing me that business. I know why you took up with me in the first place. You had a husband who ran out on that kid, and you'd and I come along, you look at me and says, well, here's an easy touch, this Harry.
That's
here's
not
a guy
so.
I can mooch off of. Here's a guy that'll kick in and take care of the kid, and I don't have to go to work. Here's a guy that'll buy me leopard skin coats every time I turn around.
I told you that's not so, Harry.
How long do you think you can fool a guy?
All right. Think anything you like. All I know is I boarded out my baby and hardly ever see him just because I wanted to be around you. If you believe I'm mooching off you, all right, I'll get out.
Sit down there. Oh. You're staying right where you are and you're going to help me with that bank job.
I am not.
You're going to help me. You're going to pay off for some of the easy living you've been having.
You can't make me do it.
Can't I?
I won't.
You would if you thought something was going to happen to that kid.
Oh, what? What do you mean, Harry?
All kinds of accidents can happen to kids.
Harry, you wouldn't hurt him.
Wouldn't I? Why don't we see whether I would or not?
No, Harry, please. Don't do anything like that, please.
Get your hands off
me. Please, Harry.
Let me go.
What do you want me to do? I'll do anything you say.
Oh, now you're perfectly willing, hmm?
Yes, 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 I am. What did you want me to do?
All right. Now you're getting some sense.
What do you want me to do?
Two things. First, I want you to start spending a little time in that bank. I want you to see who goes in, who goes out, how many employees they have, everything. I want the whole layout.
All right.
In the meanwhile, I want you to locate a car for us. A good, fast buggy that's left standing on the street with the keys in. There's 1,000 guys leave their cars like that day after day in the same spot. You find me one.
Oh, is that all?
Don't get wise on me, baby. It ain't going to pay you to get wise.
When is all this going to be?
That depends on you and what you find out around the bank. The sooner you find out what I want to know, the sooner it'll be.
And, Harry, you won't hurt my baby.
I won't even look at him. But you better do what you have to do and do it right. I don't want any excuses from you. I just want results.
Captain?
Yes?
There's a woman on the phone. She says she's got some important information. She won't talk to anybody but the boss.
Oh?
Pick up two, Captain.
Yeah.
Captain, like talking.
Are you the boss?
Well, I'm the superintendent of the Inspector's Bureau. What kind of information do you have, miss?
They've been planning it for a week.
They're planning what?
To hold up the bank. They're going to do it this afternoon.
What bank is that?
Oh, you're trying to trace this call, aren't you?
No, of course not. We're not...
Oh, yes, yes, you are. I know you are.
Hello? 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 What is it, Captain?
She says they're going to hold up a bank this afternoon.
Oh, what bank?
It's what I'd like to know.
Well, what do you think? Do you think she's a crank?
She sounds like it. Sounds exactly like a crank.
I'd lay 100 to 1 she's talking through her hat.
You could make that 1,000 to 1. You'd still have a safe bet. But I'm not going to take the chance.
I want every detective cruiser and prowl car on the job. I want the vicinity of every bank in town watched for the rest of the day. Now go on. Get out the orders. And once again, we hear from tonight's narrator, District Attorney Edmund G. Pat Brown.
Well, gangbusters listeners, as I was telling you, these bandits, led by Harry Matos, are planning to rob the branch of the Royal Canadian Bank of Canada on Renfrew Street in Vancouver, British Columbia. And at 1 o'clock, just a few minutes after Captain Lake received the anonymous tip, the car containing the three criminals pulled to a stop in a parking place a few feet from the entrance to the bank.
That's good, Billy boy. Cut the motor.
Yeah. Looks okay to me, Harry.
It is okay.
Let's go. Go on, Doug.
Now, wait a minute. It's exactly 1 o'clock. I want to wait another minute or so. A couple of tellers go off to lunch at 1. I won't give them a chance to get out of the way. The less guys we have to handle, the better.
It's all right with me.
Check your heaters, boys.
No, mine's okay. I know it.
Check it.
I'm set.
Billy boy.
Just don't let anybody get in the way of it, that's all.
All right, now. Everything looks set. I remember... there's a hitch, we spread out, we separate. We wait till after dark and meet behind the GNN roundhouse in False Creek Flats. Everybody got it, Doug?
Yeah, I got it.
Billy boy?
Harry. Hey, Harry, there's a prowl car cruising this way on the other side of the street.
Where?
Yeah.
What do you think? What's going on, boy?
Sit still a second.
Okay. It's going to make a U-turn. Come back this way, Harry.
All right, don't get excited.
Harry, it goes around.
Start the motor, Billy boy.
Yeah. Looks like he's going to shake us down, Harry.
All right, hit it. Let's go. Take a right.
Yeah. It's right behind us.
All right, take the turn.
Hold on. Oh, brother.
Hit it.
She's down to the floor.
Keep it there.
It's coming right after us, Harry.
There's a red light at the corner.
Go right through.
Hey, what's that truck up there?
That's it. Let them know we're coming.
They'll know. Cops not losing any ground, Harry.
Lean out and fire a couple at them. That'll slow them up. Come on, Billy boy. Push it.
Okay, but this traffic's lousy.
There goes.
Aim, will you? You missed him a mile.
How can I aim leaning out of a car?
Go on, shoot.
Hold her at a steady course, Billy boy. Hey, they're shooting back.
What'd you expect?
Get out of the way, will you? We're coming through. You see that truck?
Yeah, I saw it.
Take the turn, Billy boy.
Yeah. Hold on. Take the turn.
Okay, hit it.
This street's just as bad.
You keep your eyes on those cops.
There's a jam up ahead, Harry.
Work your way around them.
Okay, here goes. Cops are still with us.
Cut around that jam, Billy boy.
Okay, hold on to your hat.
Give him the horn.
What's this? Right up on a sidewalk.
I can't hold it.
All right, go on, get out.
Hey, look at Billy boy. Look at him. He's all cut up.
You're lucky it's not you. Push on the door.
Stuck.
All right, come on. Push on it together. There it goes. All right, go on, get out.
What about him, huh?
He's no good to us. Let's go.
Here come the cops.
Make for it.
Halt! Halt there!
You go that way, I'll cut across.
Okay.
Meet at the roundhouse.
Halt!
So long.
Second floor, Captain, room 204. I got a pass key.
Okay, let's go up, McLean. Stay behind us, Charlie.
Okay, Captain.
He said it was the room right at the head of the stairs.
I hope Billy Boy's information was right, McLean.
The way he was cut up, he couldn't even think about lying.
This used to be a nice hotel, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Quiet. See if you can hear anything.
Yeah. There's somebody in there, all right, Captain.
All right, put the key in the lock. Let's go open the door. I'll cover.
Okay.
Okay. Police officers.
Oh.
Where's Harry, miss?
He's not here. Honest, he's not here. I was packing. I was packing to get out. I'm leaving.
Everything okay, Kevin?
Yeah, look in the other room, Charlie.
Yeah. Come on, George. Okay, inside.
Where's Harry?
I don't know. Really, I don't. He was going to...
To hold up the Royal Bank?
Yes. To hold up the Royal Bank.
He never did get that far, though.
Oh, he didn't?
Why are you packing to leave?
I just want to get out. I want to get out, that's all.
What's the matter? Are you afraid of Harry?
No. No, I'm not afraid of him. Tired of him, that's all. Just plain tired of him.
Are you the one who phoned in the tip about the bank?
Me?
Did you?
Yes. Yes, I did. It was me. Harry did get me scared. He said he was going to hurt my baby. I didn't want to do those things for him.
What things?
Chase the bank, spot the car, everything. I didn't want to do them. But I was scared of him. Awful scared, you don't know, Harry. He said he would have killed my baby. He would have, too.
Where is he now?
I don't know. I really don't know where he is, honest.
You do know, don't you?
I don't, really. Really, I don't.
You're still scared of him?
I don't know where he is, really. I wouldn't lie.
You won't have any reason to be afraid of him if he's in jail.
I know.
If he's on the loose, maybe he'll do what he said.
You mean about my baby?
Maybe he'll try, if he's on the loose.
You think so?
You know Harry.
Well, I don't know where he is for sure. I was telling the truth about that, honestly, but I do know where he might be.
Where?
They have a meeting place.
Where's that?
Behind the G&N roundhouse.
Which roundhouse? Out in False Creek Flats?
Yes, they always used to go there. Harry said the sound of the locomotives is good for talking. He likes it. He always did like it.
Okay, we'll see if he still likes it.
You won't tell him I told you anything. You won't, please. He'll kill me. I know he'll kill me.
He won't do any killing if he's safe in jail. And that's where we want him.
Harry? Harry! Harry!
Over here.
Where? I can't see.
Here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, brother.
What happened to you? Why are you so late?
The cops took out after me, Harry. I ducked into an alley and I hid in an ash pit. Brother.
You bring anything to eat?
No, should I have?
I've been out here 8 hours waiting for you. In 8 hours, you get hungry.
I ain't hungry. I'm not hungry at all.
You and me are built different.
What are we going to do, Harry? I don't have more than a couple of dollars on me.
You got your gun, haven't you?
No, I threw that away in the alley. I thought they'd nail me, sure. I didn't want to get nailed with a gun on me.
Well, I got mine. That'll do for both of us.
Look, Harry, maybe we...
What's the matter?
Cops.
Hmm?
Cops with searchlights.
All right, keep down.
Here they come. They're coming this way. They're going to find us. They're going to find us, sure.
Crawl up close to the wall of the roundhouse.
What good will that do?
When you crawl...
They're coming from the other way, too.
Okay, okay. Take it easy.
How do you think they found out about us here? From Branch?
I don't know. We'll worry about that later. Crawl.
Okay. Get me closer.
Don't worry about it. Now reach up and see if the window's locked.
Yeah, it's locked.
All right, look for a rock. Never mind. I'll use the butt of my gun.
What are you going to do?
We'll break the window, open it, and get inside the roundhouse. Stand up.
Harry, they're awful close. They find us.
Stand up.
Okay.
I'll break the window. You reach in and unlock. Okay, now.
There they are, this way.
Reach in and open a window.
Yeah, they're coming.
Okay. Give up. Yell at them. I'll fix him.
Stay there, you two.
Okay, okay. We give up.
We give up. Don't shoot.
Throw your guns this way.
We got no guns. We threw them away. We threw them away.
All right. Just stay like that. Don't give us any trouble. Charlie, take that one.
Okay.
George, you
don't
take...
take nobody.
Oh,
that's for you, copper. Drop the gun. How do you like that, Doug?
Holy. You dropped all three of them, Harry. All three of them.
Come on, let's go. This place will be crawling in a minute.
Okay, but where? Tell me where.
We'll go inside.
Oh!
Harry!
One of them wasn't dead. I should have made sure.
I'll go back and finish him for you.
Oh!
Now help me. Help me, Doug. Help me get out of here.
Come on, Harry. Where do we go now?
Into the roundhouse. Take me in the roundhouse. We'll hide in there.
He's still shooting.
He can't hit nothing. He can hardly see. Come on, get me in the roundhouse.
In the roundhouse, yeah.
And now back to Gangbusters.
Where's it hurt, Harry? Tell me where it hurts.
It's all over. Just keep quiet, will you?
They can't hear us. Locomotives making too much noise.
They're all over the place.
Yeah. Moving the engines out so they can look in the pits. They think we're hiding in a pit.
Oh.
What's the matter, Harry? Is it bad?
What do you think? You rotten cop. You don't know when he's through. He has to shoot me.
I'll get you a doc, Harry. He can...
I gotta move that engine out.
Yeah.
Come on.
Where?
Let's climb out the catwalk. We'll ride out.
Maybe they'll spot us.
They'll spot us in here sooner or later.
Think we can make it?
I'm gonna try. Come on. Hurry, will you?
We'll make it.
All right, give me a hand up. Give me a hand.
Okay, come on.
Back. All right. All right, I'm up.
Here I come.
Okay, now get low.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be okay, Doug. Okay.
You're thinking. I'm hoping.
What are we going to do now?
There's a bunch of cops at the end. I'm making inspections.
Here, take my gun. Can't you?
He's stopping.
Look at the lights.
All right, come down off there.
What's the matter? Didn't your buddies get enough? Here's a little more for you.
All right, men, fire.
Oh, Harry.
Hold it, men.
Doug.
Hold your fire. All right, you and the locomotive. Stand up with your hands in the air.
I can't. I'm shot. I'm hurt.
Stand up anyway.
I can't.
Put your hands up where we can see them.
All right. They're out. They're out. Can you see them?
Okay, man. Let's take him. Watch it now. Watch it.
I'm not going to try anything. My hands are out. Don't shoot now. Can you see?
You're too full of tricks, Harry.
Well, give me a break, will you? Give me a break. I'm shot bad. I need a break.
You killed two officers and wounded another one. The only kind of a break you'll get is the kind you deserve. Now, come on. Get off there.
All right. All right. I'll take it easy, will you?
Well, Gangbusters listeners, that's how this case ended. Two police officers and one of the criminals were dead. Another police officer was critically wounded. The killers were tried for murder. Harry Mados, the ringleader, was sentenced to death and hanged. His surviving confederate was given a life sentence.
Thank you, Edmund G. Pat Brown, District Attorney of the City and County of San Francisco, for this amazing account of a tragic case. And Gangbusters pays tribute to all the police officers who were involved.
Tonight's Gangbusters case was dramatized by Stanley Niss and directed by Leonard L. Bass, with Mandel Kramer and Fran Lafferty in leading roles. Roger Foster speaking. Gangbusters is a Phillips H. Lord production.